And blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. For the past couple of weeks, we've been airing a message that I preached at our church earlier on this year about how you and I can live by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the way that God intends for every Christian to live, a life in which you depend 100% on the power of God's Holy Spirit and 0% on your own human strength. So far, we have discovered that there are three steps to living by the Holy Spirit's power. First, you must be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Second, you must stay filled with the Spirit. And third, you must know how to flow in the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. In today's portion of the message, I elaborate more on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I invite you to listen and be blessed.
You know, the Lord told me, He said there are many Christians who are baptized with the Holy Spirit, no doubt, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. There are many Christians who, as they keep themselves full of the Holy Spirit, they study the Word of God, they pray, they fast. However, because they don't know how to flow in the 9 gifts of the Spirit, because they have certain misconceptions about the 9 gifts of the Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians 12, they are still limited in the extent to which they can experience God's power. Because as you are going to discover, I will teach you, not today, but these 9 gifts of the Spirit are for your benefit. God has given us the 9 gifts of the Spirit so that we don't live ordinary lives. There was a man of God, Noble Hayes. He's the same businessman that I told you never ever lost a business deal. Why? Because this man knew how to flow in all the 9 gifts of the Spirit. And this man said, the gifts of the Spirit, the 9 gifts of the Spirit are the answers to every human problem. If a Christian can know how to operate in the 9 gifts of the Spirit, you will never have a problem in your life. You will never be stranded in your life. You will never be stagnant in your life. The enemy will never be able to see his desire over you. So this is a very crucial key. I am extremely passionate about it. You must know how to flow in the 9 gifts of the Spirit. 2 key words there, know and flow. What must you know about the gifts of the Spirit? Look at what Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12:1. He said, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant." Paul was talking to brethren. So PW is talking to you this morning. She's saying, concerning spiritual gifts, dominion, I do not want you to be ignorant. Why? Because to be ignorant is to be incompetent. To lack understanding is to lack unction. Psalm 49:20 says, a man who is in honor yet does not understand is like a beast that perish. We are in honor. Especially if you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, you have the power of the God of the universe on the inside of you. But if you do not know, you will live like a commoner. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. So knowledge is power. Someone say knowledge is power. Apostle Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant. I want you to be knowledgeable. Because without proper knowledge of the gifts of the Spirit, you will be extremely limited in your ability to operate in God's power. But the more you know the gifts of the Spirit, you know about them, you know how to operate them, the more you will flow in God's power. Noble Hayes said, the answer to every human problem is the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. So, what should you and I know about the gifts of the Spirit? Number one, you must know that all the 9 gifts are for you. Say, they are for me. They are not just for Pastor Toye Ademola. They are not just for Benny Hinn. They are not just for the great man of God that you hear. They are for you. They are for you. Look at what it says in verse 7 of that same 1 Corinthians 12. But the manifestation, which is the gifts of the Spirit, is given to how many people? To how many people? To each one for the profit of all. The contemporary English version says, is given to each of us. Not some of us, each of us. Each of us, if you have been baptized with the Holy Spirit, each of us have the gift of the Spirit. You have to first be baptized with the Holy Spirit though. But once you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, be rest assured that you have been given the 9 gifts of the Spirit. You know, for many years in my life, since I gave my life to Christ in 1983, I would cry. I would fast. Real heavy fasting. Father, give me the 9 gifts of the Spirit. I want the word of wisdom. I want the word of knowledge. I want discerning of spirit. I want the gift of speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues. Because at that time, I speak in tongues, I didn't interpret. I want the gift of prophecy. Father, I want the gift of faith, the gift of working of miracles, the gifts of healings. I would pray fast, give me. Until one day, the Lord told me, you already have them. The only thing is that you need to know how to stir them up and flow in them. He said, because the gift of the Holy Spirit, that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is one package. You cannot separate the Holy Spirit from his 9 gifts. That is why Apostle Paul calls it the manifestation. That was what he said. He said the manifestation of the Spirit. We typically call it the gifts of the Spirit. But it's more accurately called the 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And so he said, you cannot separate the Holy Spirit from his manifestations. If you receive the Holy Spirit through baptism, you have also automatically received his 9 gifts. Then he further ahead told me, he said, just as you have 9 paths to the fruit of the Spirit. You know, you cannot separate the fruit of the Spirit. It's one fruit, 9 paths. The same way, one Spirit, 9 manifestations. So if you have been baptized with the Holy Spirit, I'm glad to announce to you, you already carry the 9 gifts of the Spirit. You already have the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, all the gifts. They are in you if you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. This knowledge is very important. Because when you know you have something, then you are well positioned to begin to make use of it. Then you are well positioned. You are not saying, okay, it's just certain men of God, women of God. No, every Christian. Why? For the profit of all. So that your life can be lived in a supernatural way. Not just for ministerial purposes, but so that you can live your life in a supernatural way. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Back to that businessman. This is what he would do when he's faced with a business deal. He will engage the gift of speaking in tongues. He will speak in tongues for 1 hour. He will say, Lord, this is this business deal before me. Should I enter into it or should I reject it? He will lock himself up in his prayer closet and he will begin to pray in tongues. That's a gift. He will begin to pray in the Spirit. And then another gift of the Spirit will manifest, the gift of interpretation. And through the interpretation, this man will know exactly what to do. This is not ministry. This is his life. The same thing for every one of us. Maybe you want to make a decision. Maybe you need to know what to do. You need these gifts at your disposal. They don't manifest all at once. They manifest as needed. That's why the Bible says, as the Spirit wills. People misinterpret as the Spirit wills to mean, if the Spirit wills to give one person word of wisdom, he give one person word of wisdom. If he wants to give somebody word of knowledge, he give. That's not what it means. It means the Spirit manifests the gift that is necessary for the moment. But all the nine gifts are inside of you if you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Are you excited about that? I want you to know you are not an ordinary kind of human being. If you are in Jesus, you are super ordinary. And we need to walk in that power. When we do so, we will be making less mistakes. We won't even make mistakes at all. We will go far in life. Effortlessly. God will help you and me in Jesus' mighty name.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, Amen. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've been truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.
Growing deeper in love with you is all I long to do. I wanna know.